you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch is probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie. Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no.
Witch Police Radio. All right, welcome to Witch Police Radio. I'm here with someone who is new to the show, but we're talking about an event today. Usually when I'm talking to people on the show, it's a band that has like a new record or a tour or something exciting happening. But every once in a while, there's other elements of the local music scene that, come up in the course of doing this podcast. And a lot of the time that's an event that's happening for a cause. And I think that's sort of the best way to describe what we're going to be talking about on this episode today. So I think the best way to start it off is if you want to introduce yourself and maybe give a bit of background about the show, and then we'll sort of get into the details.
Yeah, sure. I'm Tanner. You guys might know me from Hmong. Every year I do like a fundraiser. It's usually directed to raising money for no kill shelters. Like, people really need it. This year we're doing things a little bit different. It's called Thank You for Being a Friend presents One for the Boys. It's about men's mental health. Last April, Scott Hmong, ended his life. And that's why I was inspired to get off my ass and do a little something, you know?
Cool. So what is this, what is the fundraiser for? Like, who's getting the proceeds of the show?
So I found a small organization. It's basically two dudes running this thing. It's called Southeast Men's Group. So it's in St. Anne's. These guys are very, like, grassroots. Like, they've had a few donations here and there to help with the rent and stuff, but when I talked to Ryan, it's Ryan and Jeremy. When I talked to Ryan at first to float the idea of raising some funds for him, he expressed that, like, yeah, a lot of this is coming out of our pocket and, like, we're struggling to just keep fucking coffee in the fucking place, right? So it's great that, you know, there's a place where dudes can go and it's okay to be vulnerable. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's more talk about men's mental health. There is, and that's fantastic, but it's not enough. Like, 3/4 of suicides, it's dudes.
For sure.
You know, like, men are, I think maybe with a certain age group too, I don't know, but like, sack up, you're a man, how dare you show any kind of emotion? Bullshit, man. You
for
know?
Sure, for sure.
Yeah, like, so, but yeah, these guys, they're amazing. Southeast Men's Group. They meet at AJ Isaac Fiola Boardroom in St. Anne's. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
Cool.
So,
I mean, obviously, this is a show as well. I mean, there's a good cause, and
yes,
that's sort of the goal here, but it kind of makes sense that, you know, the punk rock scene is involved, I mean, in this event.
Yeah.
So, who's playing at this, and what can people expect at the show?
Yes, yeah, so we have Mandy R. She's going to open the night for us. We have Extenders, Spectre, The Sums. We have a Hmong tribute.
Cool.
We're calling ourselves Narrow because we don't quite feel right calling ourselves Hmong because, you know, Scotty's not there, right? So we're going to do a short but sweet little set tribute in memory of Scott as well. There's going to be a 50-50. We got raffle baskets, so like band merch, fucking car shit.
Cool.
My cleaning company with my girlfriend, we're going to donate a clean, you know. It's it should be a good time, man. I'm pretty stoked.
And where is it happening? I don't know if we covered that part yet.
Bulldog Event Center, sorry.
Okay.
April 11th, it's a Friday. Bulldog Event Center. They're amazing there. Anytime I want to put together a fundraiser, they're always down. So
if this is successful, do you foresee doing more of these? I mean, is this, obviously the issue is important, like you said. I mean, a lot of guys won't talk about things that are that are going on with mental health, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so like I said, every year I usually do a thank you for being a friend animal fundraiser.
Yeah.
But I think I might, you know, do the animal one as well, you know, in January when it's supposed to be.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's a great idea to go forward and continue maybe every April in memory of Scott. It's needed, like just more discussion, you know.
For sure. I guess what is the sort of ideal outcome of this? Obviously, you want people to go to the show, you want to raise money, you want to do all that. But I mean, what would you like to see sort of happen, you know, maybe long term as a result of not necessarily just this event, but you know, initiatives like this?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, raising money at the show, right? The raffles, get bodies in the door, right? It'd be super sweet if there would just be more resources, and I think discussion kind of helps birth that.
Yeah.
Like when I was trying to find just like a men's organization, like I Googled it, like men's mental health, only a few things came up, and even that, like, I don't know, it wasn't right. So I actually accidentally found this men's group just by opening my phone, and then Google spits a bunch of shit at you, right? And there was an article, and there was a phone number for Brian, and I was like, well, shit, I think these guys need some love, because they're doing something that it needs to happen. Like, just to be in a place where you're vulnerable, but you're also hearing stories of people going through the same stuff.
Yeah.
Or similar stuff, and just taking a breath and trying to move forward. It's the support, right? To know that you're not alone is key, right?
For sure, for sure.
So, I mean, it'd be great to see more groups, just, you know, more help for the dudes. Like, let's go, man. Like,
yeah, for sure. And I mean, it definitely is issue, more of an issue, I think, for guys in general to be willing to admit that there's something going on, right? Because it's there's that whole stigma that, like, you should be able to deal with it, you should be a man, deal with it yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Where, I mean, yep. A lot of us need help for, so, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you got to be a man, you got to go to work, you got to do this, you got to do that. Yeah, well, it's okay to fucking shed a tear and be like, you know what? I'm not okay.
Yeah.
And today's a bad day for that. And just, like, reaching out is the biggest thing. And I know, because I've had shit days too, I know it's hard to just, like, take that first step, just send a text and be like, yo, you know, I'm kind of feeling this and I'm not doing great at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, just reaching out is key.
Come on!
What has the reaction been to this? I'm sure, I mean, a lot of people you know are probably going to this, and bands that you've, you know, you've made friends with and stuff over the years. I mean, has there been a positive response to this? I imagine there has been.
Yeah, yeah. So far, so good. Everybody's really into it. Actually, Kayla Wilding in Punk Scene, she actually moved her Drag Me to a Punk show. She actually moved it so that this show could not have the competition kind of thing.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Yeah.
Bless her for that. That was fucking sweet. Yeah, no, everyone's down. When I mentioned it to the other members of Hmong, like, doing a fundraiser for dudes, and I'm, you know, it's gonna be in Scott's memory, I think it'd be cool if we just did like a little 1, 2, 3, 4 kind of thing, just to, yeah, it makes sense. I don't know, the boys were down right away.
Cool.
And yeah, I mean, it's been good, it's been received well, so yeah, I think we'll do it again next year, because why the fuck not, right?
Right on, yeah. I mean, it's a good cause, just like the animal one is, yeah. Too. It's, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I've been doing this show for a really long time now, and Hmong is one of those bands that I was aware of, I'd seen play, all these things, and I never reached out to do an episode, and I kind of regret not doing that now, but I have a funny story.
Yeah.
Well, a story about Hmong, and when I was,
sure.
When I was about, I don't know, 16 maybe, I was working a summer job, and there was a kid. Well, he's probably a year or two older than me, who also worked with me. And I can't remember his name. We called him Megadeth because every day he had a different Megadeth shirt. And
okay.
We got to listen to music while we were doing this, you know, warehouse work. And he would always bring usually Megadeth, but then one day he brought a Hmong tape in. And I don't know if he made it himself or if he bought it or whatever. And I still have it. He gave me the copy of the tape, and it's just this blank tape.
Nice.
And it says Hmong, like, scrawled on it. And it's awesome. I mean, I've had that for 25 years now, since then, and it's still great. I mean, it was a cool band for sure.
Fuck yeah. I think Hmong, over 30 years.
Ooh, right, yeah.
So, yeah. No, it was cool. I sort of fell into playing, like, I played drums and fucking flute in junior high school, whatever the fuck. But sort of fell into it when I got together with Scott, and he bought me a bass. He actually surprised it with me. He lied and surprised. And I started just learning, and things just sort of went from there. I sort of filled in, whatever. Yeah. Hmong's its own beast. I'll say that. I'll say that for sure.
Well, I think a lot of people who have been around for at least a little while in the local music scene, they know the name, if not having, you know, been to shows or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I can actually remember when I was a kid seeing posters of, I didn't know what it was, but like the Hmong face.
Sure, yeah,
like,
the smiley face thing with it. Yeah.
I could remember seeing that on posters and just be like, oh, that's cute, that's cool. And then time would go and
sure,
the universe would do some shit.
For sure, yeah.
So, right.
Is, I mean, I know we're talking about the show on this interview here, but I mean, is there anything as far as Hmong is related that's happening in the future? As far as, you know, is there music that hasn't been released? Is there, are there things like that that are sort of in the vault?
Well, we're not. I mean, you never know what the future holds, but sure. I don't think we're gonna. It's one thing for us to do a little tribute show or whatever, but Hmong itself to carry on with new material, not gonna happen without
right.
Scotty.
Yeah.
And I do have lyrics that he wrote that he didn't put music to. I have, like, there's songs that were never recorded for an album or anything, just, you know, shitty fucking Pro Tools or whatever. But
yeah,
I don't think anything else other than this tribute, maybe in the future, another, maybe next year, I'm not sure. But it's Scotty's baby, right? He is Mr. Hmong. He's the only original member. He writes 8%, I don't know, lots, most of it. So
right.
To just continue and say, oh, this is Hmong, that's not right, you know?
For sure, yeah. I mean, are there recordings? I mean, I know Hmong has had a bunch of albums over the years, and I mean, is that stuff still floating around anywhere? Or I mean, how can people find it at this point? Because, I mean, a lot of people coming up now maybe have heard the name and then never got a chance to see Hmong live, right? Is there a way to access all this stuff?
That's a good question. Reverb Nation, I think Scotty put that shit up there.
Okay.
A few albums. I sort of entertained the idea of putting some of it on Spotify just so more people can fucking, you know, get poisoned by the Hmong. I don't know if that's going to happen, though. Again, I sort of inherited his band. I don't want to fuck it up. I want to do it right, right?
For sure, yeah, yeah.
But, there is stuff on Reverb Nation. There's a whole bunch of fucking shit on YouTube. I think that's kind of it for now.
Cool. So, do you want to just kind of reiterate who's playing at the show and stuff? And then we can, just remind people when, where,
sure.
How...
Yeah. So Friday, April 11th, at Bulldog Event Center, it's Thank You for Being a Friend presents One for the Boys in memory of Scott Hmong. We got Mandy R, Extenders, Spectre, Narrow, which is a Hmong tribute featuring members of Hmong, and the Sums.
Cool.
So it's $15 to get in. You get a fuck ton of bands, bunch of raffle shit to bid on. It's going to be a great time. And we're supporting a small group that really is focusing on the well-being of men and their mental health. So it's, you know, let's go.
What was the group's response to you doing this? I'm sure they're probably pumped that this is happening.
Yeah, like I said, I found the group by accident, just scrolling my phone, and I called Ryan. And I sort of just did a quick spiel. I was like, hey, is this Ryan from Southeast Men's Group? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, my name's Tanner. I want to raise money for you. And he was like, oh, okay. And I just sort of told him a little bit, just a quick, you know, about Scott and whatnot, and how it's important for a real discussion to fucking happen. And yeah. They were stoked. They told me that they were honored and they're excited. And yeah, I'm very happy to help.
For sure.
And all these friends, everybody, Bulldog, like, you know, I'm stoked.
How did you decide on the bands to play? Was this, I mean, did they volunteer? Did you seek these ones out particularly?
I seeked a couple out. A couple came to me. There was one that I was going to have, I think, a couple shows ago, but I don't. Some didn't land.
Okay.
So I messaged them, and they were down. And then the Hmong tribute, we just...
That makes complete sense, yeah.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, I'm excited. It's an awesome lineup. Every band is fucking amazing. And, yeah, it should be a good time.
Cool. And that's April 11th at Bulldog?
April 11th, That's a Friday at Bulldog Event Center.
And is it tickets at the door, or can people buy them in advance?
Yeah, just at the door.
Cool.
At the door. $15 gets you a fucking good time, man.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're doing this. It's a good cause, and it's nice to see that, you know, because like I mean, obviously, you know, in doing this, that men's mental health is definitely not something that gets touched on a lot. So it's very cool.
Yeah, it's a serious thing, and like boys need love too. Let's, you know,
for sure.
Let's talk about that.
For sure.